From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. U.S. warplanes bombed the suspected hiding places of Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders again today in Afghanistan. Airstrikes were also concentrated around the cities of Kunduz and Kandahar, where a Pentagon official says the Taliban and its foreign supporters appear to be dug in. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Rear Admiral John Stufflebeam says three-quarters of Afghanistan is now free of Taliban control. Taliban forces are now concentrated in just two main cities, Kunduz in the north and Kandahar in the south. Stufflebeam says so far the battle for those cities is a standoff.
There are areas of very active fighting, described, I think, as fierce fighting. There are other areas of negotiations between opposition and Taliban forces. We hear anecdotal reports from inside the city of non-Afghans and what they would intend to do, which would intend to be dig in and have to be dug out, I suppose.
Kunduz, in particular, has become a refuge for non-Afghan supporters of the Taliban. Thousands of Arab and Pakistani fighters are thought to be in the city, surrounded by forces from the Northern Alliance. There are reports that Afghan Taliban leaders in Kunduz are willing to surrender to the United Nations. But Stufflebeam says the foreign fighters don't look like they're giving up.
It may be that as the country has gotten smaller from this campaign, this is where they have decided to hole up. Exactly why they picked this area or why they are there or even what their intentions are not clear. At the moment, it would appear that they would not intend to surrender or necessarily to give up fighting because it continues today.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he would oppose any negotiated ceasefire in Kunduz that allows foreign al-Qaeda members to leave the country freely. That position was echoed today by Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark.
It's our strong preference that these people not be able to flee and cause trouble elsewhere, or get out of the country and continue to do what they've been doing.
Meanwhile, U.S. Special Forces continue to hunt for Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders. Admiral Stufflebeam says the attack last week that killed one of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants, Mohammed Atef, also apparently killed some lower-level leaders. Stufflebeam wouldn't speculate on the fate of bin Laden himself.
It's possible that on one of these strikes he may be killed. It is also possible that he may survive. And as the Secretary's pointed out, it's possible that he might slip out. We are using every avenue of intelligence gathering and locals on the ground to help narrow the possibilities of where al-Qaeda may be at.
The Pentagon also confirmed today that a growing number of Marines are in the area. Stufflebeam says a second amphibious assault ship, the USS Bataan, is now in the Arabian Sea. That means as many as 1,600 Marines are ready to join the fight in Afghanistan if the regional commander-in-chief, Tommy Franks, needs them.
Those forces have been ashore. They have participated in operations. General Franks has them at his disposal.
The Pentagon says military forces will also begin working soon to remove mines and repair roads around the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif. That would clear the way for truckloads of incoming humanitarian aid. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.